You know you're living in bizarro world when a very anti-gun state senator who wants to take away your rights to defend yourself and your property becomes the very reason why you want to have firearms to defend yourself and your property. We're going to talk about a state senator who wants to take your guns away, who was just booked and charged with first-degree burglary. But before I jump into that, guys, my birthday is approaching. I'll be 49 on July 25th, and I would love to hit that 700,000 subscriber mark. Heck, if I can reach enough people, we can get to 1 million, that would be phenomenal for my birthday. But you could help me out if you are not subscribed. Please hit that subscribe button down below. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just lets this algorithm know that this news deserves to get out to Americans who care about our freedom. If you are subscribed, double check your subscription. Thank you. And I want to tell you about something that I'm really, really excited about. We are launching the biggest giveaway I have ever had on this channel, thanks to Vanish Holsters. We are giving one of you this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado for free to one lucky American who buys one of their holsters or their t-shirts through June 3rd. This is not your average range day holster. It's designed to eliminate all those extra excuses holding you back from carrying daily. It's comfortable and discreet. You'll forget you're even wearing it. This holster fits up to 99% of semi-automatic handguns. It offers versatile carry positions, weighs only 6 ounces, is ambidextrous, and conceals 2 fully loaded pistol magazines. Plus, it comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. All you have to do to enter is to click the link in the description below and get yourself the most comfortable holster you'll ever wear. Your money back, if it's not. And Vanish is hooking you up. They're knocking $50 off the retail price for anyone who buys a holster using my special link down below. Get an exclusive discount and extra entries when you use my link below. Don't wait, because this giveaway ends June 3rd. Good luck, everybody. All right, so Nicole Mitchell, a state senator, Democrat, of course, in Minnesota, drove 3.5 hours in the wee hours of the morning to break into her stepmother's house to steal some items that were her father's, who recently passed away. Let's go right to the police report for this, because you cannot make this up. Here's what we call the face sheet. You can see Nicole Lynn Mitchell, 10-10-1974, and the count is burglary, first degree of a dwelling, occupied, non-accomplice present. Also with the Minnesota statute, the maximum sentence is not less than 180 days in jail or county workhouse, and up to 20 years imprisonment, and a $35,000 fine, or both, and of course this is a felony. Let's go to the narrative, the statement of probable cause. It says, on April 22nd, 2024, at approximately 4:45 a.m., Detroit Lakes police officers were dispatched to a residence in Detroit Lakes in Becker County on a report that somebody had broken into a residence. The reporting party, a known adult female, herein victim, stated that the suspect ran into the basement. Officer Ethan Wolf arrived on scene at the victim's residence. Once inside, Officer Wolf overheard movement coming from the basement. Officer Wolf and Officer Sternhagen searched the basement and shortly thereafter located a female dressed in all black clothing and a black hat. The female, later identified as Nicole Lynn Mitchell, 10-10 of 74, was ordered to the ground and placed under arrest. While being detained, Mitchell stated to the victim something to the effect of, "I was just trying to get a couple of my dad's things because you wouldn't talk to me anymore." Officer Sternhagen discovered a flashlight near Mitchell that had a black sock covering. The flashlight appeared to have been modified so as to control the amount of light emitting from the flashlight. Officer Wolf searched for Mitchell's point of entry into the house. He observed a window on the south wall of the basement and a black backpack stuck in a small sliding window. Officers searched the backpack and discovered two laptops, a cell phone, Mitchell's Minnesota driver's license, Mitchell's Senate identification, and miscellaneous Tupperware. You know how those ladies get with that Tupperware, guys. Officer Wolf later spoke to Mitchell about the laptops, and Mitchell said they were both hers. Mitchell stated she had just gotten into the house and commented, "Clearly, I'm not good at this." At his squad, his car, Officer Sternhagen read Mitchell her Miranda warning. After hearing it, Mitchell stated, "I know I did something bad." Mitchell explained that her father had recently passed away and that the victim, her stepmother, had ceased all contact with her and other family members. Mitchell stated she wanted various items of her late father's and that the victim refused to give them to her. Mitchell described these items as pictures, a flannel shirt, ashes, and other items of sentimental value. Mitchell admitted to driving her vehicle up from the Twin Cities and noted that she left Woodbury around 1 a.m. Here's a map that I did quick. It's 3.5 hours away. Mitchell admitted she got into the house through the window where the bag was discovered. At the jail, Officer Sternhagen asked what got Mitchell to this stage, and Mitchell indicated that it was her father's ashes. She stated that she previously got into an argument with the victim, and they stopped speaking. Officer Wolf arrived at the jail and questioned Mitchell about the laptops. Officer Wolf presented Mitchell with the first laptop that was dark in color. Mitchell opened the laptop and pressed a button, and victim's name popped up. The laptop was not password protected. Mitchell then stated that the victim gave her that laptop way back when. Officer Wolf spoke to the victim, who stated she did not give the laptop to Mitchell. All right, so you have the facts as alleged in this report. So, state senator, anti-gun, wants to take away your rights to defend yourself and your home, becomes a burglar to obtain pictures, ashes, some Tupperware, apparently a laptop. Now, everybody has had family issues. Everybody on this planet has had family issues of some kind at one point or another. So I'm not going to judge her emotions, but I will judge her rationale. Let me show you her statement first. She went out and posted a statement on her Facebook page. Here it is. She said, "Regarding the recent news, like so many families, mine is dealing with the pain of watching a loved one decline due to Alzheimer's and associated paranoia. Over the weekend, I learned of medical information which caused me grave concern and prompted me to check on that family member. I entered the home I have come and gone from countless times in the past 20 years, where my son even once had his own room. Unfortunately, I startled this close relative, exasperating paranoia, and I was accused of stealing, which I absolutely deny. Thank you to all my friends and colleagues of both parties for the kind words of support and for trusting my character even before I had the chance to respond. This has been a true tragedy for our family, and my hope is it can return to being a private matter." Well, I guess first, when you decide to check on a loved one by breaking into their home dressed like a ninja — she was dressed in all black clothing, black hat, a black sock on a flashlight to dim the light — that's not checking on your loved one. And then it's no longer a private matter because you just became a criminal, and you would not afford that to any other criminal, right? That's not the way the criminal justice system works. That's her statement. It is what it is. Now, I'll give you the statement of some other folks. Now, first I'll set the stage. Minnesota has a one-vote majority in the Senate for the Democrats. It's 34-33. And you can tell by the statements I'm about to read to you who leads which party. Now, the Senate Majority Leader, Aaron Murphy, said The allegations against Senator Mitchell are upsetting. The behavior alleged is far outside the character she has established in the Senate and in her distinguished career in the military. We believe in due process, and Senator Mitchell has the right to a full defense of her case in court. In the coming days and weeks, Senator Mitchell must also have serious and difficult conversations with her colleagues, constituents, and family regarding the mention of military before becoming a state senator in 2022. Mitchell was a television meteorologist, and she is also, I don't know if she's, I couldn't find out if she's currently active, but she's was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve. So I'm sure if she is still active, I'm sure her XO is going to be really, really happy. I'm going to show you another statement. So here's the Republican side. The Senate Minority Leader, Mark Johnson, said in a statement that Mitchell's alleged actions require her resignation. He said, quote, "I understand the difficult situation her family is facing. However, the actions taken by Senator Mitchell are disturbing. The complaint released by the Becker County attorney lays out the case of a person who took extensive preparation to burglarize a family member's home. This behavior is unbecoming of a member of the legislature, and she needs to resign from the Senate immediately." So her next court appearance is June 10th. So I'm going to ask you, what do you guys and gals think should happen to this state senator? What would happen to you and I if we traveled 3.5 hours, premeditation, dressed in black, black hat, flashlight, broke into a basement window, had the resident items in our bag, and also in that bag were our driver's license and our work ID, which now says that that is obviously our bag, our cell phone. What would happen to us? No matter what we came up with, like, oh, I was checking on a family member who had Alzheimer's and dementia. What would happen to us? Most people would knock on the door. Most people would go during, I don't know, daylight hours. And most people, whatever. And I don't want to make light of her situation and family, but she needs to go. She has proven she is not worthy of the public trust, like so many of our politicians across this country. And good Americans need to step up and take those seats back. And good Americans need to step up and push back, because we're not taking it anymore. Guys and gals, let me know what you think down below. Don't forget about that huge giveaway. The link is down in that description. Good luck. I hope one of my viewers wins that truck. I'll see y'all in the next one. Take care.